He smiled. You know what that reflects, he said? Unsatisfied lives. Unfulfilled lives. Lives that haven't found meaning. Because if you found meaning in your life, you don't want to go back. You want to go forward. You want to see more, do more. You can't wait until 65. Listen, you should know something. All younger people should know something. If you're always battling against getting older, you're always going to be unhappy because it will happen anyhow. And Mitch, he lowered his voice, the fact is, you are going to die eventually. I nodded. It won't matter what you tell yourself. I know, I said. But hopefully, he said, not for a long, long time. He closed his eyes with a peaceful look, then asked me to adjust the pillows behind his head. His body needed constant adjustment to stay comfortable. It was propped in the chair with white pillows, yellow foam, blue towels. At quick glance, it seemed as if Maury were being packed for shipping. Thank you, he whispered as I moved the pillows. No problem, I said. Mitch, what are you thinking? I paused before answering. Okay, I said. I'm wondering how you don't envy younger, healthy people. Oh, I guess I do, Maury said. He closed his eyes. I envy them being able to go to the health club, or go for a swim, or dance, mostly for dancing. But envy comes to me, I feel it, and then I let it go. Remember what I said about detachment. Let it go. Tell yourself, that's envy. I'm going to separate from it now and walk away. He coughed, a long, scratchy cough, and he pushed a tissue to his mouth and spit weakly into it. Sitting there, I felt so much stronger than he, ridiculously so, as if I could lift him and toss him over my shoulder like a sack of flour. I was embarrassed by this superiority because I did not feel superior to him in any other way. Maury, I said, how do you keep from envying? What, he said. Me. He smiled. Mitch, it is impossible for the old not to envy the young, but the issue is to accept who you are and revel in that. This is your time to be in your 30s. I had my time to be in my 30s, and now is my time to be 78. You have to find what's good and true and beautiful in your life as it is now. Looking back makes you competitive, and age is not a competitive issue. He exhaled and lowered his eyes as if to watch his breath scatter into the air. The truth is, part of me is every age. I'm a 3-year-old. I'm a 5-year-old. I'm a 37-year-old. I'm a 50-year-old. I've been through all of these ages, and I know what it's like. I delight in being a child when it's appropriate to be a child. I delight in being a wise old man when it's appropriate to be a wise old man. Think of all I can be. I am every age, up to my own. Do you understand? I nodded. Mitch, how can I be envious of where you are when I've been there myself? Fate succumbs many a species. One alone jeopardizes itself. W.H. Auden, Maury's favorite poet.